Great news for small business owners across Queensland. The state government's tipping in $11.5 million to grow UniSC's business micro-credential courses over the next 3 years. It's the next chapter in a program that's been 6 years in the making. UniSC has been designing and running short courses for small and family business owners right across Queensland, working hand in hand with government at every level and industry partners along the way. It all started as a COVID-19 recovery initiative right here in the city of Moreton Bay. A $7,500 grant got the ball rolling on a business planning course co-designed and co-delivered with local business and industry voices. It worked so well that by 2021, it had spread to other council areas, picking up extra funding and industry support as it grew. From 2022 through to 2025, the Queensland Government backed a statewide rollout, plus funding for 4 brand new courses, giving small and family business owners even more ways to upskill. And because Queensland's small business community speaks more than just English, 3 of the 5 courses have been translated into Chinese, Vietnamese and Japanese, the top 3 non-English languages spoken by small and family business owners across the state. To walk us through it all, we're joined again by Dr. Wayne Graham, the Senior Lecturer in the School of Business and Creative Industries at the University of the Sunshine Coast. Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning, Deb, and morning, listeners.
Wayne, what has been the main benefits for small businesses who have participated in one of these courses?
There's been lots of benefits, Deb. The first one that jumps to my mind is the way in which small business owners and managers can develop their skills in planning. So whether that's a business plan, a continuity plan, a workforce plan, by increasing their skills and knowledge of planning and by talking with other like-minded businesses, it really helps to solidify and provide direction so that the business owners can then build their confidence to make decisions. So planning helps business owners and managers to understand more about their business, their products, their services, their market position, all the risks that might be involved, their finances, their cash flow, the future opportunities that keep emerging, especially in Queensland, all of this leading to the capacity for small and family business owners and managers to make more informed business decisions. Those decisions might be not to continue down the path that they were thinking about, and it might be pursuing and investing into opportunities that presented themselves through this process of planning. Another benefit I can think of is it builds business resilience. So our continuity planning course, for example, helps businesses to create a plan that enable them to manage the disruptions, whether they be unexpected events or operational risks. So this improves their resilience. Another one is they improve their performance and productivity. So we know firsthand from some of our small and family business owners and managers that have participated in our workforce planning course, they've been able to source a pool of potential workers that they didn't realize existed before the course. And so again, the way in which businesses can talk to each other across industries can really unlock lots of future potentials. There's another benefit. Another one, Deb, is that it's free thanks to the Queensland government. These courses, which are co-designed, as you mentioned, co-delivered with industry, for industry, and provided by the Queensland government, fully subsidised. So really the investment is limited to time, which we know has a value for many of these small and family business owners. Their time is money. But we've found that the benefits they've received from being part of these courses has been an incredible return on their investment measured in time. We also provide these courses flexibly, so anyone can learn either online or in person or a combination of both. We've had some businesses, they might participate in the learning in a workshop 1 week, and then they're online the next week, and so on. So it's got that flexibility. Sometimes people are really keen to get started, but the course might be in far north Queensland and they live here in the city of Moreton Bay. So they'll decide to study online, and the next time we're in Moreton Bay, they'll often come back and do the course again. So there's that flexibility, and there's no limit on how many times they can be part of one or more of our courses. And so all of this, all of these benefits, it's really exciting, Deb, that today we're talking about these new courses. So this, the Queensland government, as you mentioned, has funded us to design courses in artificial intelligence, in cybersecurity, in procurement. And these are all designed to help businesses adapt to changing market conditions, improve their competitiveness, and identify those new opportunities. All of these benefits, of course, strongly aligned with the needs of the Queensland small and family businesses who are seeking to either grow or to stabilise or to look at long-term sustainability.
I can imagine that all this is particularly valuable for business owners. Can you explain what type of connections are made by participating businesses?
The connections have been amazing, Deb. Probably not even something that we considered as important in the very early days. We kind of think of ourselves as being air traffic controllers, where we provide a safe place for people to come along and learn from each other. In the early days, we were thinking, you know, maybe we just need to provide courses for industry so that the people within the health industry can learn together and people in manufacturing industry can learn together. But the opposite is true. We find that those that are there from all these different industry sectors learn from their like-minded business experts and peers running and operating businesses in other industry sectors. They find commonly that the issues are similar, and sometimes issues that they didn't even believe or considered in other industries opens their mind and gets them prepared for if any of those situations would impact them. So we always make sure that we provide plenty of space for networking. Our business planning course, for example, specifically provides opportunities for businesses to network and work with each other. So we get that rich social learning. We as facilitators, as a university, we assemble the material and we provide learning materials, and we provide a format where we can all learn together depending on our own learning style. But most importantly is for the businesses to learn from each other. Those that choose to provide their plans also get feedback from industry experts and from academics, so that they can then take their draft thoughts and sharpen them and improve them even more. We also give access to mentoring. So the state government has a Mentor for Growth program. This is where those that complete the course can then go on and be part of these mentor programs with experienced business coaches and those that have been successful and are looking to give back to the community. All of our Mentor for Growth mentors do this on a voluntary capacity. We also find that because we deliver the courses both in an online and a face-to-face workshop, it means that there's plenty of opportunities for discussion and interaction and collaboration. And we've seen some amazing things happen, like we've had new startups, we've had joint ventures, we've had new partnerships. We bring in guest speakers. So those with a particular expertise in either things like social media or digital marketing or in profitability and cash flow management. Also, many of the state government initiatives beyond the course that small business owners can access. Most of them are free as well. So we provide these extra linkages and connections beyond just the classroom. We also provide opportunities for businesses to connect with university students through a placement or a project. So business students studying at UniSC are required to do a placement. That means that 1 day a week in a business for 12 weeks, or we get a group of students around a particular project that might help to solve a problem across an industry or across potentially even a business. So we always look for those opportunities to connect as well. So these activities, Deb, they move well beyond simple education and help to create a lasting professional relationships, peer support networks, and partnerships that can contribute to that long-term success.
The proof is in the pudding, so to speak. Has been the impact for businesses participating in these courses?
Well, the impact, again, is incredible, Deb. So first thing that jumps to mind is the way in which some of these businesses have been able to access capital, either through a bank loan or even maybe a government grant or even equity partnerships. And we've seen this capital raised for businesses because they've been able to just organise their thinking and they've got it in the form of a plan. So a business plan, for example, is at the end of the six-week course, it's ready for implementation. And the other thing that we've seen in terms of impact is how immediate the learning can be applied to businesses. So we hear all the time throughout the course that business owners, they learn in the morning and they apply that learning to their business in the afternoon. That's how quick we can see some of the concepts that we talk about and the principles that we discuss in the course, how it can have that immediate impact. We've got lots of testimonies, Deb, from businesses that have completed the courses in the past. They're all available on our website, and you'll hear from people, from business owners who've increased their revenue, they've increased their profit, they've increased the number of customers, they've improved their products and services, and some of them have even created new products and services, largely as an outcome of just putting a little bit more science and methodology and thinking around their plan, putting it in writing, getting that socialized and shared with their peers, so that then they get the opportunity to receive some feedback so that that improves even more the whole ecosystem of running a small business in Queensland. So all of these relationships, of course, provide ongoing access to knowledge and advice and potential collaboration opportunities beyond just the six-week course.
So there you have it. A program 6 years in the making, now backed by $11.5 million to keep growing across Queensland. From practical business plans and stronger resilience to expert mentoring and real networking opportunities, UniSC's Business Micro-Credential courses are giving small and family business owners the tools to plan, adapt and thrive. Free, flexible and built for real results. Thanks so much for joining us, Dr. Wayne Graham, Senior Lecturer in the School of Business and Creative Industries at UniSC. It's been fantastic having you. And to our listeners, if you enjoyed this chat, catch more of Dr. Graham's podcasts on mentoring for growth, economic resilience, upskilling, legislative changes, and more on 1015fm.com.au.